This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
I want to talk today about a piece that's on the Newsosaur blogspot with a headline. I love this headline. Is there a tomorrow for USA Today? Lisa, do you think there is a tomorrow for USA Today?
Good question. The blogger doesn't think so. He thinks it'll be gone in the next 30 years. We could raise the question, will any newspaper be here in 30 years? But he's basically saying the what worked 30 years ago, which is a national newspaper for business travelers primarily, that wasn't really tied to any community or more market. You don't need it now that travelers have their own iPads. They can get the weather from their tablet rather than from the color weather map in USA Today. So that's debatable, but what I liked about this piece was the past and the impact that USA Today has had on the whole newspaper industry.
Well, that's interesting because for some of us who I guess are news snobs, we don't care much for USA Today. I mean, I've worked in newsrooms where that paper was not allowed in the newsroom at all. But you can't deny the impact of the newspaper either, can you?
It's widely imitated as well as scorned by journalists, I would say. It's nicknamed McPaper. Doonesbury made fun of it when it was pretty new because of all the graphics. And well, we love hamburgers. And you know, they don't call it the United States. They call it USA all the time, not America. But what was revolutionary was the color. Newspapers were pretty gray. Well, they were gray, using color pictures. They just made newspapers much more visually appealing. That and they stopped jumping so many stories inside. So they were really trying to be reader-friendly.
And by jumping, you mean having a story start on one page and turn to page 23 for the rest of the article, that sort of thing.
Right. I was a graduate student up at the University of Iowa when people started talking about USA Today a lot. And, that, you know, they were kind of critical of USA Today up at the journalism school, imagine that, at the University of Iowa. But yet there were people who were kind of in awe of it as well because it was really kind of one of the, I guess you could say, one of the first newspapers that had any kind of a sense for the fact that, you know, our society is so visually oriented, you know, because we've all been raised, a good portion of the people at that time had been raised with television, and they kind of looked at it, you know, as that newspapers were already kind of becoming sort of regarded as elder technology, let's say. You know, I don't think it had quite become passé yet, but, you know, or even that it has currently. But still, it was sort of like obvious that things were changing. And USA Today was one of the first newspapers that kind of reflected that, as Lisa said, with all the color stuff. And so it's kind of like almost as if you took the Today Show, sort of, and translated it into a newspaper format. Maybe that's why it was called USA Today. I can't verify that, but you know.
I got the you talk about the visuals. Also, and as Lisa mentioned, the length of the stories. The length of the stories were much more like a broadcast story, shorter, director, much more to the point than your old-style newspaper stories that would go on and on and on. So it was almost a newspaper for a TV generation, don't you think?
Yeah, I think newspapers were losing and are losing audiences to TV. They're competing with TV and now with the Internet. And that forced newspapers to get better. And one of the ways they got better was to look more like magazines or you could say TV by having color pictures and bigger headlines and shorter stories. I think it was a good influence in that sense. I mean, it made a lot of other newspapers try to be more reader-friendly. I don't know that it really ever succeeded at USA Today because I don't know that they've ever turned a profit. I'm not totally sure about that, but I know for a long time Gannett used its other papers to subsidize USA Today.
Do you know anyone who subscribed to USA Today? I mean, to me, it seemed to be a thing you would get at a hotel. You'd open up your door in the morning and a copy of the paper would be there. I guess hotels subscribe to USA Today. Do you know anyone personally who got it delivered to their home?
I never have.
Not a soul.
I think two-thirds of, I think only one out of three people, I don't know, one out of three subscribers, according to this piece, buys it. It's two-thirds of the audience or the readership is hotels and universities.
So can it survive as something that you would get on a tablet, some sort of portable little device, or has the idea of a newspaper like USA Today outlived its usefulness?
Well, I would say it's facing the same kind of trouble every other newspaper is, only perhaps even more so, because it's so, the scope of the paper is so national. It's nationally oriented. It doesn't have I guess there are actually regional editions of it. I don't know that I'd be able to tell the difference. But I think most people get Today from the Internet somehow or another, what they used to get from USA Today, and people carry laptops and tablets and all kinds of things, and I think they probably just get the information that way. Do either of you know, is there an online edition of USA Today? There is?
Yes. But that's a good question. If you don't have that tied to a community, when more and more newspapers are really promoting their local news and trying to save themselves that way, and distinguish themselves, USA Today.
That's what everyone seems to be talking about in the news industry. Whether it's a newspaper, radio, television, whatever, if you want to succeed, you have to be hyper-local. Yeah. And USA Today would basically be the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.